A new iPhone?
This is a new iPhone, Barry. I'm here with Professor Barry Brook talking about ozenergyanalysis.org. Barry, tell us a little bit about this wonderful open science experiment.
Well, it's called oz-energy-analysis.org, and it's an idea in bringing the public to collaborate on science as it's being done. So rather than just absorbing science and by reading it in a newspaper or even going to a technical journal, you can actually observe how it's being done. And not just that, you can also have an input. You can comment on the data. You can say, hey, that assumption's wrong. I think this is the case. Or you can spin off and do your own little analysis by using our data and then come back and say, look what I found. And if we think it's credible, or actually we'll just debate it on the website, and then it might eventually be incorporated as part of the web pages. And so the idea here is that people learn how science is done. In this case, we're focusing on renewable energy and how we would scale it up to provide a large amount of society's needs. But it encourages people to be part of that process and to learn how the process operates, because I think it's a danger right now that we're being trapped in a vicious circle where science is losing credibility because people don't understand it. And as that occurs, it sort of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and science continues to be disconnected from the public. We're trying to reconnect it.
Right, so reconnecting the public to the data, you think, is going to help not just get you a free source of data, but get people more engaged with the process?
Well, it's to the data. It's to the way you look at data and find out where the flaws are in it and how you interrogate it. It's about the analysis.
Yeah, it's more than your classic blog commenting tool where you can just have a bit of a whinge or you make a blind comment about something. It's engaging directly with the data as it's developing in an analysis. So most of the comments tend to come after an analysis or after a publication, and then there's to-ing and fro-ing, and then there's catcalling and name-calling, all sorts of things. This process, you can develop it all in one go, as from start of the concept right through to the publication.
Excellent. So much earlier engagement and a chance to shape potentially some of the outcomes of the research in progress.
Yeah, most of the people that probably contribute will never meet.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much. That was Professor Corey Bradshaw and Barry Brook talking to us about
OzEnergyAnalysis.org.
Check it out. Cheers.